My poor country. Did you hear about the problem with some of our Navy ships? They not only were built with bad welds, the bad welds were created on purpose. This brings something to my mind I never thought about. One of the ways to run down America would be to have many thousands of people in important manufacturing jobs do a bad job on purpose. This really wasn't possible before, but now we have millions of people coming over the border, and if enough of them are saboteurs, they could disrupt the manufacturing in this country. They could even poison a few of our foods and bottles of water to scare people into losing confidence in what they are eating and drinking and cause riots to erupt. There are so many ways to cause disruptions in this country, and now there could be the numbers to do it. Of course, the first thing we think of is assassinations, and our former president has been not only been threatened with it by Iran, but we don't know if they were ultimately involved with the two attempts on his life already. We know Americans were the shooters, but we don't know if the Iranians convinced them to do it or even paid them. How does one guard all the important facilities around this country? It is an almost impossible feat. Take all the reservoirs around the country where people get their water to drink and shower. I have never seen anyone guarding any of the ones I have come into contact with. I have even fished a few and went out in a rowboat. Some of them are so large it would take thousands of soldiers to guard the perimeter. It seems to me it is just too easy to slip something into the water. We always hear about the electrical grid and how vulnerable it is. Not having access to electricity could destroy the country. It is not only needed for lights, but for food storage, heat and medical devices. I am old enough to remember when the lights went out in New York. I was stationed on a military base across the way from the city, in now what is Gateway National Park. The outage was said to be due to a problem setting a relay. I also remember what it was like years later when I lost electric in my home for 3 weeks due to a service problem on the block. I had just packed up the car to take my family to a relative's house when the lights came back on and I saw them from the car before I pulled away. If we got enough disruptors into the military, that could also be a problem. Just imagine we are in a battle and some of the soldiers turn on the rest and start shooting. When you are dealing with the massive number of people getting into the country unvetted, there seem to be more than enough to cause chaos on a major level. We know some countries have sent many criminals here, including thousands of convicted killers and rapists who are now free in our streets, and some are committing crimes. One way to take down a country is with causing massive amounts of crime, and now we are riding a crime wave, and it is said when the number of crimes are reported, many of the statistics for large cities are left out. There have always been liars involved in politics, but it seems now, the lies are worse than ever. We really don't know how bad things might be. Our main worries in wars past were keeping out spies who could do damage to our infrastructure. Today, those in power have decided to let everyone in and tells us it is all fine. Never in the existence of this country has the danger been greater, and all this is being done to get more voters. The people in charge can't even recognize the fact if this is kept up, there will be no country to be in charge of. Another way to bring down the country is to destroy the social programs that keep us going, like Social Security, Medicaid and Medicare. Letting in all these people and putting many of them into the above programs will destroy the programs which had already been in trouble before the problems with the border. Many American citizens need financial help and can't get it, including veterans who have problems and some who are actually living on the street, while illegal aliens have been put into luxury hotel rooms, given cell phones and credit cards. This is a slap in the face to Americans. Another way to destroy a country is to destroy its educational system and keep secrets from parents which affect their children, and this is precisely what is happening. Classrooms are being filled with children who don't speak English, and this is holding back the rest of the class. Things are happening with children and the parents are kept in the dark, especially when it comes to gender-altering medical treatments. We are heading to a chasm from which there could be no return. It is obvious there are certain countries who dislike us to the point they would attack if they thought we were weak enough. If you look at our relations with the rest of the world, we are at one of our weakest points in many years. Our navy keeps getting smaller, our army is having a hard time getting volunteers, and we just keep printing more money and spending like drunk sailors. When I talk about destroying a country, another way is by making its money worthless, and we certainly have been heading down that path. Germany at one time suffered incredible inflation, and it seems we never learned the lessons taught by that. A country can't keep spending more than it takes in. It also can't keep raising taxes and driving companies to other countries that have lower taxes. Driving all the business out of a country is also suicide for a country. Everything I have talked about seems to be happening in this country, and it makes me very sad. I won't be around much longer, but I still love my country and remember when most people felt the same. I just can't believe all the haters that have emerged. The last way I will mention to destroy a country is through its institutes of higher learning and by teaching the students the country is bad. These same teachers are the ones making it bad by pitting Americans against each other. They are destroying the idea of Americanism and dividing it into divergent pieces and setting them against each other.